praise God for that. This is also some steps if you have not made a decision, an official decision, to stand for sexual purity. This will move you in that direction as well. Alright? So first thing you got to do is get completely honest. And the question you can ask yourself here is like, what stops me from being 100% truthful before God and before others? Psalm 51 says this, generous in love, God give grace, huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down. If you have messed up sexually, the only way you can recover from that is to be honest before God about that. Don't stand before God and say, God, I just want you to know, God, that there was no penetration. So don't be giving me that guilt trip. Be honest with God and stand before Him and say, I messed up. God, forgive me. And He will clean you up. Here's the other thing. Listen up, guys. Here's the other thing. If you want to move towards having a commitment, you've got to be honest. And you've got to say in honesty, okay, this is an area that could be a temptation for me. I need to come before God and say, God, I can be tempted in this area. I need your help and your strength. Help me to overcome this. I want to be honest with you before you, God. The second step, change your direction. Psalm 51:10 says this, create in me a new clean heart, O God, filled with clean thoughts and right desires. When David wrote that psalm, he wrote it after committing adultery with Bathsheba. He was praying for God to clean him up. Clean me up, God, and fill me with clean thoughts and right desires. He was ready to move in the opposite direction of where he was. So if you're in this room and you have messed up, the second crucial step is to say, okay, God, forgive me. What do you think about someone who says, God, forgive me, but they're already in their mind thinking, man, I can't wait to hook up again. And they're already plotting out a way that they can sneak and hook up again with their girlfriend or their boyfriend. Or they're already daydreaming about, oh, I can't wait to make out again after that date Friday night. We're going to go park and we're going to make out. They can't wait to do it. They're already kind of plotting that out. And I get that. I totally get that. The temptation is real, guys. I was there and lived it. I'm not the Pope standing before you here saying, oh, I never made out. I wish I could say that. I wish I could stand before you and say, I was strong and I overcome every bit of those sexual temptations. I stand before you, someone who messed up. I was a technical virgin. That's what I was. Oh, I didn't go all the way. But boy, I danced around the fire. I was the guy that there's a fire, and let's see how close I can get to the fire. In fact, I'm going to singe my clothes a little bit in the fire. That was me. If the temptation was strong, and I did not choose to overcome it. I did not choose. It's hard. It's difficult. Very difficult. But you guys can do it. You've got to change your direction. If you have messed up, you've got to say, okay, don't let mistake number one turn into mistake number two, mistake number three, mistake number four. Take mistake number one and say, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm done. I am done with that. But some people, the reason is like, well, I've already done that. God hates me because I did that. Might as well do this. It's a matter now. It's never too late to do the right thing. Never. I don't care where you've been or what you've done. For those of you who have not done anything in that area, you're like, hey, I'm cool, man. I'm doing good. I'm doing great. I've not messed up yet, Bill. If you have not made a commitment to stay pure, you need to change your direction right now. Because if you leave it up in the air on whether or not you're going to actually maintain that purity or not, I guarantee you, you're going to take the path of least resistance when you're in the back seat of that car. The path of least resistance is to just say yes. Don't rock the boat. We're going in that direction. Might as well keep going in that direction. And doggone it, I've seen way too many youth group girls or youth group guys let that path just take them where they want to go. And it ends up in a broken heart or early pregnancy or even disease. Next one, remind yourself of who you are. This is so awesome. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for God has bought you with a great price. So use every part of your body to give glory back to God because He owns it. Oh, I love that. If you are a child of God, if you put your faith in Christ, guys, you got to realize who you are. You are a child of the King. Jesus lives within your heart. You have an identity unlike other people. And because of that, you live a different lifestyle. Because of that, your actions are different and your standards are different. Colossians 3:12 says, you have been chosen of God, holy and beloved. Guys, remind yourself who you are. Look in the mirror and say, man, I'm God's. I'm God's property. I'm not His property. Girls, you say that. I'm not His property. I'm God's property. When you look in the mirror. And guys, you need to say that when you're dating. That girl who you're dating, when you do date, if you are dating, if you ever do get a girlfriend, come see them. When that happens, I want you to look at that girl in those beautiful eyes. And I want in your mind to say, this girl is God's property. Now, how are you going to handle this property? You with me? You following my drill? I think you're tracking with me, okay? It would totally change how you act to that girl. It was hard for me to do this at times, but what I needed to do, what I tried to do with Sherry when we were dating, was to realize she's not just my girlfriend. She's not just my fiance. She's my sister in Christ. Because she's a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. We're brother and sister in Christ. Man, it's hard to think about making out with your sister. But once we were married, it was like, shh. You're not my sister. My wife. Now, she's still my sister in Christ. Because of that, I treat her because she is God's property, even still today. Now, I must uphold her with the utmost respect and love and nurture. I believe God has called you guys, this generation of guys, you guys that are here, I'm talking to you right now, I'd love to see a generation of guys your age rise up and say, you know what? Chivalry is not dead. I am a knight of the King Most High. I want to treat any girl that is in my circle of influence as if she is a princess of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because of that, even when everything within my body, especially from the waist down, is screaming for me to do something with this girl, I refuse to do it. Because I'm going to protect her virginity. I'm going to protect God's property and treat it the way it needs to be treated. That's what I think God's calling me to. The last one, share your story. Psalm 51:12 and 13 says, make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to sinners, and they will return to you. When David was pouring out his heart to God, he said, God, forgive me and clean me. And the result of that is, I'm going to teach your ways to sinners. I'm going to proclaim your truth. And this is where this purity ring ceremony comes in, guys, next week that we're going to do. This is your chance to share your story. No, you're not going to get on a microphone and talk about blah, 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 blah. But this is your chance to stand before everyone and say, listen, my story is this. I choose God's way over the world's way. I'm committed to doing sex God's way, not the world's way. That's my story. Before we close, I have to throw this in. Two questions to ask yourself about being physically involved. You ready for this? Was it done to me? Or was this something I chose? And the reason I bring that up is this. I don't want to make any assumptions here. But there's some people, there could be someone in this room that you're like, well, you know what? I've been exposed to some stuff here. And I can't say that I'm purely a virgin, but it wasn't by your choosing. There could have been a date rape thing going on, or you could have been sexually abused. I'm here to tell you that you, in God's eyes, you are precious to Him. And that He hates that type of sin so much. I don't know, it's hard for me to fathom that there's, I think God hates all sin. But in my heart's heart, I think there's some sins that makes God just want to just go all Armageddon on someone. Just take all of His wrath and just toss it right on their head. And I think rape and sexual abuse has got to be one of them things. And if anybody has experienced that at all, I encourage you, if you haven't already, to get help and talk to someone about that and let it be known. But I want to tell you this. Someone might have tried to take your virginity, but God bestows upon you a renewed and restored virginity. from that incident. And I think that's awesome. That God provides that kind of healing. But, getting back to what we've been talking about, if you haven't physically evolved with someone, and that what I just said doesn't describe you, then it's probably something you chose. In the heat of the moment, or whatever, you chose it. So what do you do when that has happened? You get honest, you change your direction, you remember who you are, and you share your story. Guys, here's how we're going to close today. We're running a little bit late, a little bit long today. We're not going to relax on that today, bro. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to close in prayer. We're going to pray about this issue we've talked about. And if, here's a response. When we do our invitation time, it's all about responding to God. You've heard what God has to say about this issue for now the fourth straight week. What are you going to do about it? Where do you go from here? I promise you, except for some rare occasions when the messages lean towards this a little bit, it's going to be a while before you hear us hit this topic this hardcore. So right now, while it's fresh in your mind, how are you going to respond to it? I'm going to give you a chance to respond in this way. After I pray, if you would like to choose to publicly stand for sexual purity, I want you to meet me up front, right here, afterwards. Everybody else will be dismissed. It's sort of public to do that, I guess. But yet, in a way, it's not because everybody's kind of leaving. But I want to talk to you about our purity ring ceremony in a little bit more detail and give you a chance to do that, be a part of that. So if you would choose right now to move from messing up to making up, or, hey, I've not been messing up, but I definitely haven't made that decision, that public decision to do that, I'm going to give you an opportunity. All right? One more thing I'm going to tell you before I pray is this. You guys are in high school. Most of you are on the younger end of high school. We have some upperclassmen here as well. Senior? Are you a senior this year? I thought so. Man. I have some seniors in the house. You guys are freshmen? Junior, I'm just going to do that. Hey. This issue is going to get bigger and bigger in your life. I'll tell you seniors this. This almost was a non-issue for me from college. I was like a late bloomer. I was like, I don't even think I had puberty until I was a freshman in college or something. It was weird. It was like I wasn't tempted that much in high school at all in this area. I don't know why. I just wasn't. But then all of a sudden I go to college and it was a huge, difficult temptation for me. So, no matter where you're at in this room, this is an issue that needs to be dealt with and dealt with now before the heat gets turned up. Okay? So my challenge to you, stay after, talk to me up here if you'd like to make that public stand next week. Remember, next week we're upstairs. We'll make sure there's an adult down here to remind you in case you come down here and you're sipping coffee and I wonder, where is everybody? We'll make sure someone sends you up that way. Bow your heads with me. Let's pray, guys. Father, you're awesome. Thank you so much for this teaching series that you kind of placed in our path. I believe it's challenged us, and I hope, God, that it's changed a life. That maybe someone in this room that hasn't made that commitment will now make it. And then when that temptation comes a week from now, a month from now, and 2 years from now, that they'll be ready to withstand because of this commitment they made to you. Father, as we leave this place, please keep us safe. I thank you for each teenager in this room. My desire is your desire, God, to see them avoid these pitfalls of sexual temptation, God. So I pray that they would continually look to you each day for their help and strength. And God, if there's anyone in this room who has messed up already, may they know that you love them and that you have a plan for their life to be forgiven and restored by you. We love you, God, and ask all this in Jesus' name.